Good afternoon, this is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon industrialists to invest in emerging sectors and help make India a self-reliant nation by 2047. President Draupadi Murmu presents India Smart City Award in Indore, calls for achieving sustainable development goals in a time-bound manner. NIA conducts raids at multiple locations in Punjab, Haryana, Delhi NCR, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh in connection with Khalistani gangster Nexus. Sent extends Armed Forces Special Powers Act in some parts of Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland with effect from the 1st of October this year. And India's Sifat Kaur Samra wins gold medal in the women's 50-meter rifle event at the Asian Games in Hangzhou. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India will be among the top three economies of the world in the coming years. Addressing the event marking the 20 years of Vibrant Gujarat Global Summit at Science City in Ahmedabad today, Mr. Modi urged the country's businessmen and investors to invest in the emerging sectors, having ample growth opportunities for the country, and contribute to make India a developed and self-reliant nation by 2047.
वाइब्रेंट गुजरात की सफलता की चर्चा के बीच मैं ये भी कहूंगा कि रुकने का समय नहीं है. पिछले 20 वर्षों से अगले 20 वर्ष ज्यादा महत्वपूर्ण है. जब वाइब्रेंट गुजरात के 40 साल पूरे होंगे वो भारत अपने स्वतंत्रता के शताब्दी वर्ष के निकट पहुंचा होगा. यही समय है जब भारत को एक ऐसा रोड मैप बनाना होगा जो उसे 2047 तक एक विकसित और आत्मनिर्भर भारत आत्मनिर्भर राष्ट्र के रूप में हम उसको दुनिया के सामने प्रस्थापित करें.
Mr. Modi said when he was the Chief Minister of Gujarat, it was his dream to make Gujarat the growth engine of the country, and now when he is the Prime Minister, it is his dream to make India the growth engine of the world.
गुजरात भारत में टॉप एक्सपोर्टर भी है. पिछले साल राज्य ने करीब 2 बिलियन US डॉलर का एक्सपोर्ट किया था. आने वाले समय में डिफेंस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग बहुत बड़ा सेक्टर होगा. साथियों, हमने वाइब्रेंट गुजरात की शुरुआत की तो हमारा इंटेंशन था कि राज्य देश की तरक्की का ग्रोथ इंजन बने. समझ आया मैं क्या कर रहा हूँ? जब हम यहाँ काम कर रहे थे तब हमारी कल्पना थी, हमारी सोच थी कि गुजरात देश का ग्रोथ इंजन बने.
Recalling the glorious 20 years journey of the summit, the Prime Minister said the journey started when Gujarat's financial sector was in distress, especially due to the devastating earthquake and the violence.
एक छोटा सा बीज बोया था, आज वो इतना विशाल और बृहद वाइब्रेंट वटवृक्ष बन गया है. वाइब्रेंट गुजरात समिट के 20 साल पूरे होने पर आज आपके बीच आकर मुझे बेहद खुशी हो रही है. मुझे याद है वर्षों पहले मैंने एक बार कहा था, वाइब्रेंट गुजरात ये सिर्फ ब्रांडिंग का आयोजन भर नहीं है बल्कि इससे बढ़कर बॉन्डिंग का आयोजन है. दुनिया के लिए ये सफल समिट एक ब्रांड हो सकती है लेकिन मेरे लिए एक मजबूत बॉन्ड का प्रतीक है.
Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, Industry Minister Balwant Singh Rajput, industry icons including Executive Chairman of ArcelorMittal, Lakshmi Mittal was also present on the occasion. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees at Chota Udaipur in Gujarat later today. These projects include school infrastructure projects worth over 4,500 crore rupees under the program Mission Schools of Excellence. President Draupadi Murmu has called for achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, in a set time frame. Addressing the gathering after giving away awards to the winners of India's Smart Cities Award Contest 2022 at the Smart Cities Conclave 2023 at Indore in Madhya Pradesh today, President Murmu said local level participation is must for successful implementation of the SDGs.
वर्ष 2047 तक भारत की शहरी आबादी लगभग 40 करोड़ से बढ़कर 87 करोड़ से अधिक हो जाए, तो हमारी 50% से अधिक देशवासी शहर क्षेत्र में रहे। भारत के शहर आज देश की जीडीपी में लगभग 2/3 योगदान कर, अनुमान है कि शहरों का जीडीपी को कुल योगदान वर्ष 2047 तक 80% से अधिक हो जाएगा। इन आंकड़ों से ये संदेश मिलता है कि शहरों और नगर वासियों की बढ़ती आकांक्षाओं और जरूरतों को ध्यान में रखकर भविष्य का रोड मैप तैयार करना है।
Speaking on location, Union Urban and Housing Affairs Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said the Smart Cities Mission is a vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the development of the entire country. President Draupadi Murmu will lay the foundation stone of the new building of Madhya Pradesh High Court this afternoon. Madhya Pradesh Governor Mangu Bhai Patel, Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Union Minister Prahlad Singh Patel and many other dignitaries will be present in the program. We have a report.
The new building of Madhya Pradesh High Court will be built in an area of around 1.25 lakh square meters at a cost of around 460 crore rupees. The new building will be 9-storied and in the first phase 31 courtrooms will be built in this building. There will be all modern facilities for lawyers and public on every floor. The new building with parking facilities for more than 400 cars will have all the modern facilities for security and convenience, including building management system, firefighting system and CCTV. With Surbhi Tiwari, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Jabalpur.
In a crackdown on the Khalistani gangster nexus, the National Investigation Agency NIA today raided multiple locations in Punjab, Haryana, Delhi NCR, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh. The raids are underway at more than 50 locations across these states. NIA sources said Khalistani and gangster elements based in other countries are funding overground workers in India through hawala channels for drugs and weapons. Our Jalandhar correspondent has filed this report on NIA raids in Punjab.
The National Investigation Agency, with the help of Punjab Police, has conducted raids at about 30 places in Bathinda, Patiala, Mansa, Firozpur, Barnala, Moga and Ludhiana districts. The action began at about 5 in the morning in all these districts. During raids, the teams have recovered several incriminating documents and some suspects have been detained also. These raids have been conducted at the close associates of Canada-based terrorist Arsh Dalla. Shishu Sharma Shantan, Akashwani News.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
आइए स्वच्छता पखवाड़े में 1 अक्टूबर को एकजुट होकर 1 घंटे के लिए सुबह 10 बजे श्रमदान कर पूज्य महात्मा गांधी जी को स्वच्छ भारत की स्वच्छांजलि दें। स्वच्छता कार्यक्रम की अधिक जानकारी के लिए swachhatahisewa.com पर जाएं।
The Centre's Extended Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, in some parts of Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland, with effect from the 1st of October this year. The AFSPA has been enforced in a few districts and police station areas in both Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland for many years now, and it is extended periodically. In a notification, the Union Home Ministry said the central government has declared that Tirap, Changlang and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh and the areas falling within the jurisdiction of Namsai, Mahadevpur and Chokham police stations in Namsai district of Arunachal Pradesh as disturbed area through a notification on March 24, 2023. It said a further review of the law and order situation in Arunachal Pradesh has been undertaken and now the areas have been declared as a disturbed area for a period of 6 months with effect from October 1, 2023. In Nagaland, Dimapur, Newland, Chumokedima, Mon, Kiphire, Noklak, Phek and Peren districts and some areas of Kohima, Mokokchung, Longlang, Wokha and Junepoto districts have also been declared as a disturbed area under the AFSPA for a period of 6 months with effect from October 1st this year. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has said that they will challenge before the Supreme Court the decision of the Kaveri Water Regulatory Committee to release 3,000 cusacks of Kaveri River water every day to Tamil Nadu from tomorrow to October 15th. Speaking to media persons in MM Hills in Chamarajanagar today, he said that based on the opinion of legal experts, the state has decided to challenge the CWRC direction. In another development, both BJP and the JDS jointly held agitation in Bengaluru today. The leaders from both the parties blamed Karnataka state government for failure to safeguard the interest of the state. Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry has stressed on building a more resilient infrastructure to effectively deal with disasters. He said that disaster management is not a luxury but an integral part of development. He was speaking on the 19th Foundation Day function of the National Disaster Management Authority in New Delhi today. Mr. Berry highlighted that an improved disaster management system reduced the casualty rate to 98% since the 1999 Odisha cyclone. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, NDMA member retired Lieutenant General Syed Arta Hasnain highlighted the importance and challenges with rescue operations.
मिटिगेशन 15th फाइनेंस कमीशन ने काफी अभी पैसा दिया है एनडीएमए को अगले 5 साल विजन जो है वो शेयर कर रहे हैं राज्यों के साथ यूनियन टेरिटरीज के साथ और मिटिगेशन ऐसी चीज है जिसमें हम पैसा अगर सही तरीके से लगाएं उसका फायदा ठीक तरह से लें तो आपदा का कंट्रोल जो है आपदा का असर जो है वो बहुत ज्यादा कम हो सकता है मैं समझता हूं कि ये एक बहुत विजनरी चीज है जो साल हमने जो चुनी ट्रेन करे हुए वॉलंटियर हों वो सबसे ज्यादा अहमियत रखते हैं तो मैं समझता हूं कि ये आपदा मित्र की स्कीम जिसमें 3 लाख 350 डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स के अंदर हमने पैदा करने हैं
India's Sifat Kaur Samra won gold in the women's 50-meter rifle 3P individual event at the Asian Games 2023 to give India's fifth gold at Hangzhou today. In a women's 25-meter pistol shooting event, Indian team comprising of Manu Bhakar, Ritham Sangwan and Isha Singh also claimed gold medal. This brings the overall medal tally for the country to 21-5 gold, 6 silver and 10 bronze. Meanwhile, Isha Singh in an individual women's 25-meter pistol event won silver behind China's Rui Liu. Today, India would also look to secure medals in tennis where Sumit Nagal, Ankita Raina and men's doubles pair of Ram Kumar Ramanathan and Saket Maineni will be in action in the respective quarterfinal matches. In women's boxing, Nikhat Zareen will be back in the ring. Squash, bridge, basketball, 3x3 basketball, cycling, handball, fencing and table tennis will be the other events where India will be in action today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the exemplary performance made by the Indian players in the Asian Games. In a series of social media posts today, Mr. Modi congratulated the women shooter team for winning gold medal in the 25-meter pistol women team event. He said remarkable teamwork has yielded great results. He also congratulated women players who won silver medal in the 50-meter rifle 3 positions women's team event. Mr. Modi said women players have demonstrated extraordinary talent. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has also congratulated the Indian athletes on winning gold medals at the Asian Games. Talking to Media New Delhi today, he also highlighted that the country has won gold medal in equestrian after 41 years. In men's cricket, the third and final ODI between India and Australia is underway at Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium, Rajkot today. Australia won the toss and opted to bat first. Australia was 78 for 1 wickets in 8.1 overs when reports last came in. India will take on host Nepal in the semi-final of the SAF Under-19 Football Championship in Kathmandu this evening. The match will start at 5:15 p.m. Indian time. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon industrialists to invest in emerging sectors to help make India a self-reliant nation by 2047. President Draupadi Murmu presents India Smart City Award in Indore, calls for achieving sustainable development goals in a time-bound manner. NIA conducts raids at multiple locations in Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, NCR, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh in connection with the Khalistani gangster Nexus. Sent extends Armed Forces Special Powers Act in some parts of Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland with effect from 1st of October this year. And India's Sifat Kaur Samra wins gold medal in the women's 50-meter rifle event at the Asian Games in Hangzhou. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.